This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Trying to find the right fit of undergarments when you're transitioning or gender diverse and exploring who you are can be difficult at the best of times.
How do you figure out what's the right fit for you? Do you head to a store and try to avoid the anxiety or stress that comes with that, or maybe people looking at you? Or do you stick to the hit and miss market that comes with purchasing the right undergarments online?
Enfem Online and Specialty Fittings in Victoria are trying to change that, providing a space to get the right fit for you in a way that makes you feel empowered and in control.
So joining us now on The Informer is Sarah Gill from Enfem. Sarah, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Dean. How are you?
We're very, very good. Now, we're really loving that we're going to be able to have this conversation about breast forms for trans and gender diverse people this week during Trans Awareness Week. So we're really grateful that you got in touch with us. So tell us a little bit about how Enfem came about.
Enfem came about. I'm a lesbian, and I'm also involved in a medical company that import Silymar breast care forms into Australia. And when we were doing our research, we actually saw that there was a lot of very average and tacky websites out there and information for trans and gender diverse. So I really started to think in the back of my head all along, we should get this product out to our community and also give them the support and the information that they need to get properly fitted and with the best breast forms available.
For a novice, what is exactly a breast form?
So a breast form is something that's, you could call it a breast prosthesis, but these days they're called breast forms. And what it is it's a form that resembles a natural breast, and it is worn either adhesively to the chest wall or in a bra. And these days breast forms are really quite advanced. The product that we bring in is lightweight and has a very natural appearance. It's actually made with a 3-silicone layer so that it really droops like a natural breast.
So originally this was a product that was created for women.
Yeah, originally it was created for women, but we also know that a lot of trans and gender diverse have been using breast forms for quite a long time and probably quite inappropriate fitting ones as well. So one of the things we want to do as with Enfem is get people properly fitted and also give them the opportunity to have a private fitting, or they can go onto our website and we've got information on how to choose your size as well.
Have you had a really good response from trans or gender diverse people and found out some of the things that might make it uncomfortable or would make this product better for them to be able to have the breasts that they require or want?
Yeah, well, we have actually tried to get in contact with as many people as we can, and certainly Seahorse Victoria have accepted us as a sponsor. So we're hoping that a lot of people from Seahorse will be coming along to our private fitting night, which is next Tuesday at 6:30. And we've also sent out flyers and information to as much of the community that we can through Transgender Victoria. And we did also speak to a couple of trans people as well, just to get an idea of, you know, what would make them feel more comfortable and what information are they missing out on that they need.
What sparked your support for the trans and gender diverse community?
I think it was when I was looking through the websites and everything and researching when we were originally bringing this in to Australia, this product range, which is Silymar, and I just sparked in the back of my mind through people who I've met over my life that, you know, they always had really poor quality products, or the products didn't fit well, or they didn't get a good experience when they went to try something on, or they were ordering it from America. And so we really just thought, I pushed the company that we work with to, you know, really let's just get out there and try and see how it goes, offering a little bit more support to that side of the community.
It's not just an important thing that you're providing the product for the community, but what I think is really great is the literal support that you're providing, not just in the form of the breast forms, but providing a space for trans or gender diverse individuals to be able to come, have a fitting that they need, and really have a safe and inclusive environment for them to be able to get the right fit for themselves and let themselves feel comfortable with what this is like.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So that's what we're trying to do, Dean. We know that anybody can buy any product over the internet anywhere, but in Victoria we have a store that's one of our stockers, which is Specialty Fittings, and that's at 111 Douglas Parade in Williamstown. And they are quite happy to take people through their own personal fitting experience. And we had a launch night there about a month ago, and we actually had probably around 10 people come along to that launch night, and we were able to really give them a bit of personalised service and also just an opportunity in an area where people could get together and also not just look at the breast forms, but this Specialty Fittings has a whole range of lingerie as well. So it's just a comfortable atmosphere where you can go in and you can look at some things that you perhaps never even thought of was available to you.
So is it differences in the products themselves that's geared toward trans or and gender diverse people, or is it more in regards to the service that you're providing?
There's no difference in the products whatsoever. It's more the service that we provide, but also the quality of our products. So these products are manufactured in Germany, and because of that, they've just got the, I guess you could say, the top of the range manufacturing, and they're lightweight, and they're the most natural appearance of a breast form when you've got one on. So it really looks like a natural breast. We even go to the point where we have adhesive nipples that you can choose from, so that it it's to give somebody the opportunity to choose something that's really a top quality product, but also that they can try on different sizes and try on different lingerie.
Talking about choosing in different sizes, choosing your cup size is very important. How do you help people with that?
Well, we've got two great fitters at our actual store who are very experienced. But one of the main thing we do is do a measurement around just under the pectoral line. And what that does is give you your band size. So that's the band that will go around you, say your bra line. And then from that band size, we can then determine via a measurement chart what your actual cup size is. And then we've also got different types of breast forms as well. So you can look at if you want something we've got as a soft and light, which is more of a really subtle kind of breast form, like it doesn't have a lot of projection. If you think projection, think Dolly Parton. Like, I think that's the best way to explain to people. I'm a big fan of Dolly. And so you want to get something that really fits your body shape as well.
Sarah, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us today on The Informer. This is really important information because you are right. A lot of trans and gender diverse people are jumping onto the internet and trying to figure out this space for themselves because they know going out to a shopping mall or going to another space and getting looks from people can make them feel more anxious and more uncomfortable. So it's great that you guys provide this service to be able to create personalized fittings, but also to be able to create a sense of comfort and understanding via the MFEM website. If you would like to know more information about what MFEM provides, you can go to mfembreastformstore.myshopify.com. The best way, it's a lot of words in that web address, so we'll put the details to that up on all of the Informer's social medias. And if you're interested about their specialty fitting that's happening on Tuesday the 28th of November, you can find that information out via the website as well. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us tonight on The Informer.
Thank you, Dean, and thank you, Dylan. It's been a pleasure.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.